Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. Is that a word? Housed? It's not a word. Welcome back to the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr., and Cam is out doing something, but with me, I have Emmanuel.
I'm just trying to get through the day after a terrible Redskins loss.
Yeah. We are recording this a little early for you guys because we had to go out of town. So when you listen to this, we will be had. What the fuck is going on?
You sleepy. Tired, bro. You sleepy.
I'm sleepy, bro.
You sleepy.
You sleepy. We will have had recorded this Sunday. But anywho, we in here having some fun. So we told you guys about the tree situation.
Oh, they are at it right now. And we're not in the studio.
We're not in the studio, unfortunately. So you guys won't see this video, but you'll at least get the audio. But we are back at the house, so if you hear Texas Chainsaw Massacre in the background, it's because they're still... Now, they've been going at this for... So they came the first time.
This is a Texas Chainsaw Massacre, too.
This is the third time. They're here.
California Massacre.
And I feel like they're so scared when they come to the door. Like, they come to the door, they knock, and I open the door, and they're like, move truck. I can move the truck.
Rome, you know why, man.
I get it.
You know, they gotta stay on their toes. Keep low key.
They're already thinking to themselves, we've already put a hole in their roof. Cut down the power line.
And we already illegal in this country.
I don't need nothing to go wrong.
We just gotta do our work and get the fuck out of Dodge. That's what they saying.
And then it looked funny because when I pulled up earlier from shooting, I pulled up and it's like eight Mexicans on the porch area. Yeah. And I was like, do I need to give them some bread or something? I was like,
don't
that
need
was
to some, give them some bread.
I was like, they're not fucking pigeons. They just look so tired. Like, look, they look tired and out of it. I was like, this
water?
One tree, like that's how big this tree was, guys. Like, this is the third time coming. And they finally, I think today was the last day, but the tree was beautiful. I'm sure it provided some type of oxygen California to everybody.
Massacre.
And that tree has been destroyed.
It is dead.
That tree is done.
Tree is dead. They killed it.
Yeah, they killed the tree.
They killed it. Like, they're all, like, there's a little bit of leaves.
A part of me was a little bit offended because I really like that tree. Like, I didn't
expect them to do that much.
I thought they were going to trim, like, from what's hanging in the neighbor's yard. Like, okay, maybe trim that up.
Oh, man.
They destroyed the fuck. It just wiped the shit out.
It's just like a metaphor for the Redskins season. I come home, the team lost. We played a decent game, at least, against the 49ers.
It looked like a terrible game.
It was bad weather, but it was also a really defensive game. So gotcha. It was like 9-0 was in the
a lot
the
of field goals.
Score. Yeah, I mean, on their side, they shut us out pretty much. then I come home here.
Yeah.
And I'm noticing, usually when I come pull up to the crib, I'm getting a little bit of shade.
Oh, nah.
And I look up, I'm like, why is it the sun just beaming? And I look up, and I just see dead tree.
Oh, it's dead.
Murdered tree all over. I mean.
You think some environmentalists would be very upset at that? Like, but.
I don't know. I know some other trees in the neighborhood that might be upset at that.
Them trees are fucking panicking right now.
Nigga, they look at that shit like, oh my God. It's Auschwitz.
And they can't go anywhere. They just got to scream and stand in place.
It's fucking, they killing all of us.
I seen, so it's October, which is the Halloween month. And I had a screening for the movie Countdown. Countdown is essentially a movie about this group of people. They download an app, the Countdown app.
Oh, I seen
and,
the preview.
Yeah,
freeze,
and you download the Countdown app, and then you like a terms of agreement comes up.
Okay.
And of course, niggas don't read.
No.
And so,
yeah, that would have been one I missed.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Oh, they're coming after.
Yeah, me too. So they click yes to the user agreement, and then all of a sudden, the app is supposed to show you like the day you're supposed to die. Essentially, this girl gets 2 days, and she's like, "Wait, what's going on?" Of course, they have all bunch of shit going on. The movie wasn't bad, but the makeup on the like the ghoul or whatever, I just didn't like. I was like,
it turned into like a,
it's like spiritual kind of like, I'm coming for you.
I thought it was gonna be more technology based.
No, it was technology based. It was like, it was all about the app.
It's like ghost in the app or something.
It's like almost like you're signing your life away. It was like from a curse, from an old curse in the church that came back in like app form. The concept is decent, but the funny part I wanted to say was, so we're in there, and before the movie starts, they're doing trivia questions because they're giving away prizes or whatever for the screening, and this black lady comes in there, she's like, as soon as she gets in there, she's like, don't nobody need to even raise their hand, because when it come to scary movies, when it come to shit like that, I already know what it is. Like, so I'm gonna get everything right. And so as soon as the lady starts talking,
this is in the movie,
in the theater, because okay, this is right before the movie starts,
right.
Yeah, and so she's like, so if you going against me, go ahead, and I know all the movies. And so the whole time so the lady down was like, she was like, well, I got to give you a hard one, because obviously, and you're supposed to like raise your hand, you're not supposed to yell out the answer.
Right.
So, like, I knew like one or two of them. So it's going. It gets to, and they, I knew.
Yeah,
like
give
one.
Me one you knew.
The one I knew was,
this nigga ain't no shit.
Pennywise, and then the clown name for it.
Oh yeah,
and
then, yeah.
Pennywise.
Okay,
and it was like one of, but with some of them shit, I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is. Yeah. So I'm in there, and so the lady, so she's sitting like kind of behind me. And the woman is asking the questions, and the lady is kind of answering them, but she was like, I'm gonna wait for the hard ones, because they're giving away like iTunes gift card, Amazon gift card, like Visa gift cards or whatever. So they get to the last one. Last one is, how many movies has, what's the old girl at Halloween?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah. How many Halloween movies has she starred in? black girl, she boom, throw her hands up. And she said, matter of fact, I'm gonna give you the dates, I'm gonna give you how many started, da da da. And so the lady down there, she was like, well, I gotta give it to her. She's been saying stuff all night. So she goes, 1977 Halloween, da 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 da. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. The lady says, that's wrong, dog. I said, oh! She said, don't laugh at me.
Oh, shit.
She was so confident the whole
time.
She was getting everything right beforehand.
Yeah.
It was a good amount of people. All of them hadn't piled in, but a good amount of people
was
there.
That's hilarious.
And I'm talking about, she said, name, date, da 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 da. And it was a little beat, a little pause. She said, that's wrong, dog.
Dog, that confident fail is the funniest
She sat back in that seat. She was like, well, don't laugh. You try to do it.
That's hilarious.
Dog, that shit was so funny. I was like, see? Humble yourself.
Because
it was 5 was the answer. Because she was like, oh, the Halloween this year.
Yeah.
Or the most recent Halloween. I was like, how you not going to get that? That's the most recent one. That shit was so funny. Duh, are you a big scary movie person?
You know what? Not really.
I laugh at scary. Like, scary movies don't scare me. Like, well, Conjuring was a little, not just to scare me, but it's a little like, oh shit, it's kind of creepy. I more so get creeped out. Like, the creepy shit, but I don't necessarily get scared. This lady.
Like, I feel like people's fears are a lot of times based on what they can tolerate or what, the, you know what I mean? How far your mind.
Yeah.
Has gone, like, I feel like my head can go dark.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm
sure.
A writer. Like, when you're a writer. So I could go to dark places of, like, and thinking. So it's kind of hard. You have to really do something. So, like, a slasher film or something, that's not really going to scare me.
When it comes to, like Scream and shit like that.
Pop-up scares is cool. Like, that might get me, like, a quick, oh, shit, that came out of nowhere. But in terms of, like, leave me with something scary, watch a movie like The Mist.
Yeah,
The Mist left me horrified because the legitimate scary movies to me is not a good ending. There's not a good ending
it's not
in
a good
scary
ending.
Movies. They're not. They ain't no.
That's why
happy.
Strangers is like, one of the creepiest
scary
movies for me.
Exactly.
That shit
Strangers,
is so creepy to me. Though.
When you're left with the fact that this could be reality. They ain't no happy ending.
Nah.
These people are going to die.
They're
going to
die.
And they're going to die in the worst way possible.
And then the killers or whoever just gets away, just leave and go.
Yeah. And they get the killers get away onto the next.
Nah, that shit.
Like that shit. And then, you know, shit like The Exorcist used to get to me, like really religious shit. As I got older now, it's not as
not
like
as
it's
much,
just
yeah.
It's just if you do it well, The Conjuring was done really well.
Conjuring's done pretty solid.
The Conjuring.
You see, Stephen King got the door or doctor thing coming. Out. It's like the,
it's supposed to be part two to
The Shining.
Yeah, The Shining.
Yeah, like those. I feel like movies back then were a little. Scarier for some reason.
Those 70s
those were a little wild.
First started like really digging into those that genre, like you'll find some of the
they went to some dark places.
Oh yeah, it got crazy.
It was dark. And even like you said, real shit. Like if you talking about some a scary movie for me is like a government coming after a black man for not paying.
That's a scary movie. Or shit, even a cop pulling a black person over.
That's a scary movie. That's a thriller.
That's a scary movie.
But here's the funniest part about the whole thing too. Even that. So in the movie, because it's a promotional thing, they tell you to download the Countdown app. I was like, no, I'm straight.
I'm
talking all that shit in there. I'm cool. I don't need this. I was like, I want to download that shit.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, random. I was on like Spotify and stuff like that. Sometimes when you have it on random play or whatever, they'll tell you facts about a song that comes up. And I was listening to 90s R&B playlist, and H-Town Knocking Boots came up. First off, phenomenal song.
Yes.
Phenomenal
absolutely.
Song.
Absolutely.
But I learned facts about it that I had no idea and that it just hit me. I was like, I'm so fucking stupid. First off, H-Town, he was like, they're from Houston. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. I never really thought about that.
Come on now, bro.
I was like, they are from Houston. I'm tripping.
Come on, nigga. They call H-Town.
I was like, duh. I should have known
hilarious.
That.
That's
like, I'm all tripping. Right. So, this man, KT, watch this. I know this. Hold on.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm doing a podcast. What you want? You on the podcast?
Oh man, I tried to FaceTime. Hey, y'all got a fat tooth?
We got a fat tooth.
Y'all have a fat suit.
A fat suit?
Fat suit, yeah.
Why do you need a fat suit?
For Halloween, I was trying to be chef from South Park.
You're trying to be chef from South Park.
I'm not even going to lie. That'll be fire.
That's a funny.
I haven't seen too much. I mean, maybe they out there, but I haven't seen a lot of chef.
No, we don't have a fat suit. Yeah, you're going to have to go find you a fat suit. Or just eat a lot until Halloween.
Or use a pillow.
I don't know. I only got a week. Oh. Yeah, I'm going to just use a bunch of pillows.
You got the rest of the costume?
No.
You should probably start getting that, too.
Well, I was gonna start with the fat suit, but
yeah, you might have to get pillows. Now everybody on the podcast knows you'll be chef for Halloween, so that's cool.
Oh, God dang it! I didn't want nobody to know. Man, I took 3 dumps today.
All right, KT.
We're gonna go. We're gonna holler. Because I don't need to know you took 3 shits today.
Okay, I'm out of here.
All right.
Jesus Christ, that man is of a different breed.
So H-Town. But then Uncle Luke found
you should have asked KT if he knew Blue.
I think he knows exactly what I'm talking about, but he don't know. Like, he still didn't see it. But he Uncle Luke found them.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Uncle Luke.
How did I know that? He's in like a song with them.
Well, I don't remember the video, but I do at the beginning of the song, because all 90s R&B gotta have a monologue at the beginning.
Oh, you got to.
He's like, you know, we in here with Luke and da da da. I was like, oh, Uncle Luke, cool. Yeah. Then the third fact was they was like 16 when they made that.
I did not know that. I said, wait,
16? What? So then it comes up, it's like, yeah, we were just kids in high school. We were trying to be fun with it, so we use the term knocking boots. You know, it wasn't meant to be super sexual. And I'm like, what you mean? I was like, knocking the boots?
Now, where they from?
H-Town. Okay, so, that's some country shit. It could mean knock some dust off some boots.
It might mean knocking some dust off the boots. It could mean hanging out with a girl for a day, another country girl that wears boots.
Knocking the boots.
And y'all kicking it.
Okay.
When they say you kicking it in the country.
You knocking boots.
You knocking boots.
Hey,
come
knock boots tonight?
You trying to knock boots tonight.
And when I went and listened to the song, it wasn't like super sexual, but the sexual innuendos were in there.
Come on, man. That's still 90s R&B.
It's still 90s R&B. So they knew what they were doing. Like, don't try to play me like y'all didn't know what you was doing. But
people think nowadays so much, like, rappers kind of poisoned R&B a little bit.
A little bit.
You know what I mean? Like, they kind of got in there, and now every R&B songs are like, you know, they come get this pussy.
Yeah, straight up.
Or come get this dick.
I'm not beating around the bush. Well, I want to beat around your bush, but.
Yeah. That's a song right there. I want to beat around the bush, girl.
But I ain't talking about my words.
Yeah. Cutting down a tree in my backyard.
But yeah, I just didn't know that they were that young when they made it, because
that's crazy. Yeah,
because they don't sound
isn't
like
that crazy. Rappers start about that same time.
That's true. And so it's not
15,
it's not
14,
insane to think about. But I just really thought they were like at least like in early 20s or something like that. So
I used to feel about Mobb Deep.
Oh,
when they first dropped that song. What's that hit? Doom, doom, doom.
Fucking.
What's that shit?
I can't think of it now.
Fuck. But their first hit single, they were talking about it. I saw it behind the scenes. Yeah. They said that they were coming up. They started their group when they were like 14.
That's wild.
They were like young as fuck. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, you were writing crazy ass shit. Think of what you seen, what you been through.
And then the H-Town guys said they went back, you know, they went back to school, you know, everybody was like on them. I was like, I bet. I was like, but you know how, think about that. As a high school, you make a song, knocking boot, and that shit go off.
But the thing is,
you go back to school.
Right.
Oh, man, you on another level of high.
But now think about this. Okay. You go back to school. Your song is so big at this point.
Yeah.
that you know some teachers are fucking to your music.
Absolutely.
In school.
Absolutely.
Teachers are fucking to your music. Absolutely. In school. How do they look at you? Like, you know what I'm saying? And how do you look at them? And are, do they all start knocking boots?
They was getting some older pussy. Like, for sure.
They had to have been, right?
For sure.
They had to have been.
No way they
was. 90s, you know, there was no, less cameras around. Yeah, less cameras. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
Ain't nobody give a fuck about women fucking little boys.
And they dancer didn't care about the men.
Right.
So that, and then another, so Shy, If I Ever Fall in Love came on.
Yeah.
And so, and this was the testament that you just never know what could happen. He said they had just the melody, you know, and if I, they just had the melody. And the guy who wrote it, he said he went to the group and he was like, all right, I got an idea for a song. I'm trying to sing it to y'all,
yeah,
but like, it's gonna be hard for me to sing it because I have all the parts in my head. But each one of y'all, so you said at first everybody was confused. It was like, because it's so many different harmonies on the song. Mm-hmm. So then they recorded it. It was like, all right, great. And then they just had it. Then it was in, I think it was in D.C. It said, and
shout out.
They handed it to a DJ. It was like, hey, did you just throw this on or whatever? And he was like, all right, whatever. Played it within 3 days. It had some crazy amount of plays to where then when they went outside, people was like storming. And when they found, I was like, dog, just how cool. And he said, that's the song that really just changed everything. Right. But it just happened off a rant, off a DJ and be like, oh yeah, I guess I'll play it. It's just, that's how shit happened. Like,
yeah,
you just,
yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of like a testament to the internet today. You throw it on SoundCloud or right. iTunes or whatever. And it's like, what is this? And then next thing you know, you riding around and getting it.
Popping.
But yeah, I had just seen that.
You find out the label took all your money.
That label shit's scary, nigga. That shit is scary. And other random news for this podcast. New tombs are being discovered. And I'm a little afraid.
New what?
Tombs.
Oh, in Egypt. Mummy? Like,
yeah. Okay. And then, so I'm watching this video and this guy's talking about the tombs they're discovering. Like bodies on bodies of different tombs. And the whole time I'm watching this, I was like, I probably should cut this off because all I can think about is curses.
Oh,
all I can think is shit that I said, what are they opening up over there?
This man wouldn't download the app. Doesn't want to look at a video about tombs.
I'm on my old man shit. All right, hey, cut that shit off now.
Don't bring that shit to my house.
But I'm just thinking about, I'm like, cause me, I Egypt is definitely a place I want to go. Like, I have to see the pyramids.
Yeah.
Do I have to go in there, deep in there? Not necessarily. I'm a little skeptical about that because I don't like messing with dead stuff already.
No.
And I'm like, I just don't know.
You know what I don't fuck with more is I don't fuck with getting poisoned. And my thing is, a lot, it's been known that some of these old tombs, yeah, when you open up, people catch diseases.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing to do with
it. I don't want,
so
like,
I'm good on the germs.
Here's the thing.
The curses, you know, you could consider the germs a curse, maybe.
You could.
You know what I'm saying? But either way, I'm sticking.
But yeah, and it's just like, but I think it's also cool because they say they're looking for, what's the queen?
Knock, knock, knock?
Knock, 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 knock. Is it Tut's wife? King Tut's wife,
Nefertiti.
Nefertiti. I don't know if that was his wife, but yeah, Nefertiti. They said that because, you know, she's supposed to be one of the most beautiful women that ever lived.
Right.
So they said they think they getting closer to her tomb, and I'm like, do y'all really need to get closer to her tomb? Like,
right.
What's in there that you need to, that you need to go get?
And that's just a selling point.
And
honestly,
for sure. Yeah,
one big thing that's a selling point is to say she's the most beautiful person
because people now want to. They want to know.
They want to know what does she look. And
first
off,
she's brown.
Is,
she was brown, if that's the
case. She was brown, but honestly, how you gonna say who the best looking person? We all have different tastes.
We all had different tastes.
What if I like nothing but just I don't know.
Wouldn't that suck for like them to like, if they had this machine where they, you know, they find her, they put it together, and it's this big unveiling of this beautiful woman, and we like, oh, I mean, she's straight.
She's straight. She's straight. I can see that. I can see people say she's straight.
She's straight.
I mean, like, what?
I mean, I fuck. Like,
turn around. Let's see. She got ass. She don't even got ass.
Hey, how you in Africa? You ain't got no ass.
Did you see, like, they just recently did a poll, scientists say they did a calculation based on science.
Okay.
Of who the most beautiful person in the world was. Based on science.
Okay.
They did, I don't know what the fuck they did, honestly.
Yeah,
but it was in an article. Hold on, let me look, let me
But I'm just thinking about like you go, because it's plenty of it's girls that we see now that I think are the beautiful women, like IG everywhere, and you see them, but then you see another one, you be like, dang, they made the other girl, she looked just kind of whatever.
Right.
Well, she all right. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like natural beauty, yeah, it's probably that, because she wouldn't be all made up because they ain't have all that extra shit. I mean, they might have some type of shit. I don't know what they had back then. But I'd have been like, you don't want to go through all this and then she not be the most beautiful, because it's subjective. All that shit is subjective.
Yeah, so according to the Daily Mail, cosmetic surgeon Dr. Julian D. Silva has declared model Bella Hadid the most beautiful woman in the world based on science of the golden ratio of beauty phi. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what.
But
I've seen the girl before, though.
It says, in a measure of physical perfection reportedly adapted from the golden ratio artists and architects used during the European Renaissance. See, I hear European Renaissance, I'm just thinking, this is based on what white women look like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Bella Hadid, have you seen her?
I'm looking at her now. I had seen her before.
And I mean, she honestly, cool. That's the
she
same
cool.
thing. She's straight.
I mean, I fuck. Like that.
I fuck. Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, she, and I don't know, she might be a talented, she is a pretty
She's
woman.
A pretty woman. No, for sure. She's
but
a pretty woman.
Have I not seen finer women
Absolutely.
At KOD?
Nigga, at KFC.
At KFC. Nigga.
At KFC.
At KFC.
Flipping that fucking chicken, man.
Nigga, what? Girl.
Bring your greasy ass over here.
You better hop on my bicycle and come back to the crib with me.
You didn't say
talking all that shit.
You better hop on this goddamn bike. Shit. I get it, but like you said, it's based on. Like,
but it's subjective.
Yeah, it's very subjective.
How can you say this person is the most beautiful person on earth?
Yeah,
you
know it's tough. Like, that's very tough.
You can't. But they also had Beyonce at number two.
Yeah, and that's why it says Twitter's flipping over Bella Hadid being named the most beautiful woman.
Twitter went off.
Yeah, I guess. So I'm looking at it now. I said Twitter went off, and it's like, yo. Y'all, stop going off. This is based on somebody's random opinion. There's no need to go off. Just be like, oh, I mean, that's, if that's what they think. Well, But people, you know, the Shade Room has posted some science that proves Beyonce is the second most beautiful woman in the world, a close second to Bella Hadid. Child, that European standard of beauty will have you saying just anything.
I mean,
for once, I don't agree with science. We should not be telling young girls you need to look like this to be beautiful. That's a great point. That's a great point, because this is like,
you're not getting everyone's opinion. The science would have to be based on some type of numbers,
yeah.
I'm guessing. And the numbers would be based on what we find attractive in women.
This whole post says, you need, for once I don't agree with science, we should not be telling young girls you need to look like this to be beautiful. Each person has their own uniqueness, which makes them who they are. You are all beautiful in your own way. Not me, though. I look like a cabbage. Duh. That's funny. But yeah, it's like, there's no need to be upset about it, y'all, because it's like, we know what it is. Like,
yeah, I just think that was a stupid.
Like, Beyonce is beautiful, yeah, for sure, but there's going to be somebody else that comes along and looks better than Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it makes me question even the scientists who came up with this.
They were bored.
Like, what is this, you know, like, supposed to, how does this benefit anything?
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't benefit anything,
but that's, yeah, anyway.
So, and then my other piece of news. So last seen in 1986, this, I love this shit, this is one of my favorite subjects to talk about. Last seen in 1986, Halley's Comet will make its presence known this week with Shooting Stars show. And I'm so fucking excited because I'm going to try to see it while we're in Atlanta. So it's between the 21st and the 22nd at midnight.
Like, you just got to look up?
Yeah, look up. That's what they're saying.
I feel like they always say Halley's Comet comes around every session.
But that was
1986. I've seen it before.
But
right?
You didn't see it in 1986. You
No, in the
your
90s.
Your dad hadn't had it yet.
In the 90s? Halley's Comet didn't come through?
Nah, it was probably another comet. It might have been Bailey.
the ice cream
Bailey's coming. So this says, will you be alive in 2061? First off, nigga, that sounds wild. 2061, how old will we be? 20, because that's okay. 2020 is around the corner, so that's 41 years from there. We'll be like 73, 74. That's wild. If not, your only chance to see something of Halley's Comet comes in both early May and late October each year when Earth moves through strings of particles. The Great Comet deposited in the oldest... Oh, I saw it in 1986. All those parties... I'm trying to get to the main part. Oh, it says... although it runs from October 2nd through November 7th, the night to watch for shooting stars from the meteor shower is Monday through Tuesday, October 21st and 22nd, 2019. The best time will be after midnight when your location will be on the night side of Earth. A lawn chair or deck chair is perfect for watching meteor showers, though the best advice is always to wrap up warm and let your eyes adjust to the dark and just watch the night sky. Whatever you do, don't stop looking, and absolutely do not look at your smartphone. Its white light will instantly kill your night vision. So I'm guessing the comet has been around, but I guess this meteor shower is like a thing that...
Hold on, how did they say don't look at it?
Like, don't... So I was reading this. Don't... they say you can look at it, but don't look at your phone afterwards because you're going to mess up your night vision. They want you to be able to really see clear. So you
got
to, like...
Oh, I got
go
you.
Outside,
I got you,
let
I got
your
you.
Eyes adjust, right, sit right, there. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. I just think the shit is cool. And I was having a... conversation with somebody the other day about space and shit because I just love fucking talk about space.
Right.
And it just gives me anxiety every time I talk about it. It gives me anxiety and excitement every time I talk about it because, like, when I see the picture of, like, there's a picture on Google of, like, Earth, but it looks like it's just in black. Like, you don't see no stars or nothing. Right. And I feel like, is that how it looks? Because we don't necessarily, we see stars because our, you know, Milky Way and everything, but, like, aren't some of the stars spread out? Do you see
them?
Damn,
I didn't know about that.
Too. It's like
something. I think it has to do something about the cameras in space aren't picking it up right or something.
Okay,
I could be wrong.
Because that shit scared me. I was like, dog, if I got it's just black. Yeah. It's just black abyss.
I mean, it could quite possibly look like that.
That shit, you know. That shit's crazy. And it's just like, I just, what gives me anxiety is I just start to think about how we're just a ball on an axis that we can't see, and we're just floating here. We're just floating here, and the nearest planet is 3-4 months away, like, which is nuts. And we're all a part of this little solar system. But yeah, so if you want to see this meteor shower, you just gotta be outside on the 21st or 22nd. Well, when you're listening to this, it'll be the 22nd, so you'll probably be done missed it by this time. So hopefully you get to see it.
Just to clarify, according to Google,
yes,
it says stars are clearly visible in space.
Okay.
Actually, we can see them better from space than through our thick atmosphere.
Okay. So, that's cool. That gives me a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
That's question. So if you were, let's say, I asked this to somebody, let's say you are 75 years old.
Okay.
So that means your kids are grown, and it means you probably have grandkids more than likely.
Yeah.
They come to you, they say, look, we have a chance to take people to an inhabitable planet on outside of Saturn, on one of Saturn's moons that's similar to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
We've already set up things there. We have resources there. We're giving people a chance to, because by this time you'll be successful, we're giving people a chance to go and check this out.
Okay.
Only thing is, there's a 85% chance you will not make it back to Earth. You might make it there, but there's no, because like to get to Saturn is like a 3-year travel, something like that, something crazy, which sounds fucking nuts.
Time, man.
So you might not even make it there. But if you do, you'll be probably 78 years old. Ain't no telling what can happen. You're old. We don't know how space is gonna react. We don't know if we'll end up in somewhere, but we do have the chance to go. Would you go? And I was like, I gotta take that chance.
But is there you're in a
space station and all that stuff.
Have people been back and forth before? Or is this
this is like maybe like the third trip they're doing.
This so
it's
the early. Third.
It's like it's early.
It's mad early.
But in my mind, I'm like, all right, I'm 75.
Yeah.
I've lived. Like, I've really lived.
Yeah.
And to me personally, if I could see this before I die, the Earth from outside, I would be satisfied. And I was like, I'm going to probably take this chance because I'm going to just tell my kids, my grandkids, look, y'all know what it is. I've been here. Yeah. I love y'all. But, like, why not go? Why not? What if
Granddad,
I...
no.
What if I ask, but and they get to say you get, and they say you get the video while you go and send stuff back to Earth. Like, I'm like,
you can still communicate.
You can be. I was like, you know, if,
you know what, technology is. Look, back in the days, like people complain now, like, oh, how can you move across country?
Yeah, yeah.
How can you go to another country? How can you, man, like, or go to space and all? Like, back in the Vikings days, right? When it took months to cross sea, you think they had a cell phone to Skype or to
satellite
or anything with their family back home? It was, all right, well, this might be it. You have to say that every time.
I remember Game of Thrones when remember Game of Thrones when girl, because I can't think of the name, the young one that killed the.
Damn, I'm forgetting names.
Fuck, I forgot her name. Remember she had to go off and be by herself. I don't know when you come, nigga. I'm probably man, I'm not gonna see you no more. All right, peace. Yeah. Like, it's just like it's nature. It's the wild, because like even in the wild, like when I watch them nature shows, birds, the they get born, then the mother be like, I'm here for a little bit, and all right, you gotta grow
deuces.
Up.
Deuces. She playing that Chris Brown song. Yeah.
Deuces. You see the bird, boom, bird, boom, yep. Boom, boom. But it's like, yeah, you gotta.
And
do
then this lame ass tiger rapper come over here rapping.
But it's like, I just thought about it. I was like, yeah, I think I would take that chance, because it's like, why not?
I think that's absolutely insane. But at the same time, fuck, I absolutely agree with you. Like, people gonna say we're insane, but yeah. I absolutely agree. Like, I would take the opportunity, especially at that age.
And that, like, I'm 75. Like, listen,
but third is mad.
It is early. So, but that's why I put that in there, because it's a little risky. But it's
But it's like, yeah. If I
like, what if you actually make it? What if you actually make it to this moon that's like Earth, and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah. Oh, like, you said it's like Earth too.
Yeah, it's like Earth.
Oh yeah.
That's why I'm taking the chance, because like, if I there's somewhere else that's like
to see
Earth,
another planet, to see another,
that's gonna blow. Like,
if there's life on it, yo, life exists.
Think of how
else.
You know what?
Oh,
think
shit.
About this. Think about, you get like, to that planet. Think of how much. Like, of course we believe in God, you know, in this house and everything like that, and we believe in higher powers, but think of how much that's gonna put a stamp on that when you get there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, when you get to this planet and you see, like, oh wow, it really, like, this is all. Even when you go out into space and you look at Earth from that perspective, you be like, oh, this is like, you're gonna have a whole nother, like, and before you die, I feel like that's the best thing to have, like, this confident, like, you know what?
Right.
I'm gonna be all right. Like, what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I think space is fascinating. I think aliens are fascinating.
All that.
I think all that shit is science fiction, science itself. Very interesting shit.
What else is fascinating is Patrick Mahomes.
Bro, this man slipped and broke his knee.
Tony was over here the other day. He was like, why y'all defense doing like that? Why y'all jump on that man like that? I said, they playing football. What you talking about? Can't help you a little fragile at the moment.
I'm telling y'all, NFL just lost half its female audience.
Oh yeah.
That's not 90% of its female audience. And if you have a male friend that all of a suddenly stopped watching after Patrick Mahomes went down, he's gay. Absolutely. He's just watching for Patrick Mahomes.
What if he's a Chiefs fan?
He would keep watching.
Nah,
Chiefs fan would keep watching.
But he's just like, nah, I need Patrick here.
Nah, then I'm gonna say, oh yeah, I bet you need Patrick.
I bet you need Patrick.
Because
here.
Everybody knows how much money Patrick Mahomes brings money to the NFL. He is the Steph Curry of the NFL. He's the poster child right now.
But I didn't think. But he not no like Steph Curry wasn't really a sex symbol.
But you know, kind of, you know, not a sex symbol.
They were more so,
but
they,
it's
they
about
love
good man.
Yeah, they
I
love Steph
him.
For a
like,
good
he,
man. Yeah,
yeah, I like to watch him. He you know, some think he's attractive, like he's a good looking dude. But you know, he's also a beast. They're both beasts at what they do. They're popular. They're not like ugly guys.
Yeah,
or nothing. So you know, they bring a lot of the female audience to the NFL. They
and then you know what, Patrick Mahomes, I can see that too. Patrick Mahomes is like The Rock, very neutral colored.
Yes, yes, like light skin. Everybody, very, very sand complexion.
Very sandy and safe.
You could be anywhere from Egypt to Compton, like anywhere
to,
in
to Pasadena,
to Pasadena,
like, you know what I'm saying?
To Wyoming, maybe.
He's
you know
like,
what I'm saying?
Like we are, The Rock is the first human. Like, so like him when, and Patrick are the same category.
Not only is he the first human, he will be the last.
He's the last.
The Rock will be the last human on earth.
But that's why people, that's why he makes so much money. He's neutral. Nobody's scared of him. It's like, okay, he black, he got some flavor.
Right.
Sorry, guys. We had a quick technical difficulty. This is what happens when you ain't got sewage no more.
Yo, they but, are fucking up this tree. Yeah, and the tree. In our backyard. I'm about to cry.
It sounds like a dead body. Just
I'm about to cry. Like, I ain't even going to front, dog.
You sound like somebody's getting murdered out there.
Oh, my God. What are they doing to it?
That's enough. But anyway.
Stop.
Patrick Mahomes. Like,
stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
He's neutral color. And
enough. Stop it.
They not stopping, dog. But he's like you said, he's safe. Like, and The Rock is safe. These people, so like he brings that audience. Like, white girls gonna look at it, black girls
yes,
gonna look
man.
At it. It's like, all right, cool. This is a cool dude. He's talented. So it's just, I don't know. It's just
like,
interesting.
It's he's just going. He just he you know. And like I said, they're
how long
all
is he out
talented,
for?
Huh?
Did you say how long he was out for?
They say possibly 3 weeks. Could be a little bit longer.
It was a dislocated.
Yeah, it was oh, the, actually it because it didn't tear no ligaments or anything. They actually popped it right back
oh,
in, which
shit.
Is terrible. But yeah, but I'm sure he has some pain.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, absolutely.
But he's a beast, man.
Yeah,
and
he's definitely a beast.
And you know, just ladies, keep watching. He'll be back in 3 weeks.
He'll be back. He'll be back. Now what you I think you had
yeah one thing so talking about light-skinned people that are cute you remember Prison Bay
yeah
the dude that went viral on Twitter for
yeah
it was,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
this light-skinned
tattoos
dude
and
tattoos
yeah.
and ladies went now he's famous I think he's a model so
yeah
I think I found the female version
okay
this lady recently, not even recently, she actually had several car crashes. This is not even funny because the most recent one, she killed somebody.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Her name.
Is she drunk driving or just.
Y'all got to look her up. Hold on. Her name is Caitlin Smith. Okay.
Caitlin.
Pinellas Park Police. I don't know where that is. Where is that?
Caitlin Smith.
Look at her. She has this one mugshot. Obviously, she's a little rough in the mugshot. But believe me when I say she can easily be 2019's female Prison Bay champ. She's in the running. Do you see the potential?
I can see the potential.
Right now, she mean mugging and she look a little upset.
I can see the potential.
But you see.
I see the little neck tab.
You see the little neck tab, but she pretty light eyes. She got the, you know, she look a little mixed or something.
You got the lips right there.
You got the nice lips. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she fleed the scene.
She's a terrible person, but I don't know what the other Prison Bay did.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I feel terrible calling them Prison Bay because I have no interest in that.
You don't want to say that, yes. But I can see what you're saying. Because that could easily, with the right, you know, right angles on a nice shot.
Right angles. Maybe she get out of jail. She toned up a little bit. Maybe hit the weights.
I mean, she could tone up
in jail. Yeah. Actually, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, get on the treadmill a little bit. But she possibly could be in contention for the new Prison Bay. So y'all check her out.
Yeah, so y'all let us know what you think.
You know.
I seen the disarming of the shooter in Colorado. Was it Colorado?
Yes. Where was it at? Let me double check.
I think it was Colorado.
I believe it was Colorado. You know, shit tends to go down.
Yeah, I only seen the one angle.
Oregon. No,
oh, sorry. Oregon.
High school coach.
Okay.
Football coach ended up saving a student's life because a guy or one of the students at the school came in the school with a shotgun.
How did he?
And that's a big ass shotgun.
Oh, yeah, it was huge.
It was like he was going to kill. I guess he was going into the classroom. The coach saw him. The coach said he opened the door up. I guess he was teaching a class or something. He might be a math teacher or something too. You know, most coaches be math teachers.
Yeah, most coaches be math teachers. Don't be caring about that shit. But.
Yeah. They be terrible math teachers, but they math teachers. But he opened up the door, And he said he immediately saw, he looked down, he saw the gun, he looked up in the dude's eyes and said, okay, I immediately know what this is. Like, so he said he went for the gun. He just reached for it and grabbed it before he can lift it up or anything.
Yeah.
And he said he was able to pull it off the kid.
Yeah.
You see in the video, all the student, it cut, kind of cuts camera.
Because I only seen the one angle. That's why I'm a little.
look at it real quick.
So I seen the one angle.
Oregon coach Oregon shooter. Let's put that. Coach. But but yeah, so there's this one shot of all the kids run, fleeing the classroom. You see them just jetting.
Yeah.
And it cuts angles again to the right hand side of the hallway. And you see the guy hold the coach holding the kid, and he gave the gun to another teacher or faculty member there that was across the hall.
Yeah, yeah.
And in an act that makes you want to cry, this dude just hugged him.
Yeah, he just hugged
him. He just hugged him the whole time. He and I don't, I don't know. Like, I don't know what you do in a situation like that. Like, how you know, he definitely jumped in there, and he's touted as a hero right now.
He said he was planning for suicide with a loaded shotgun and plans for suicide. I saw the look in his face, look in his eyes, looked at the gun, realized it was a real gun, and then my instincts just took over. The security officer and coach at Park High School would later tell reporters, no shots were fired that day in May, and people around the country praised Lowe for an act of bravery. Now they're applauding the former Oregon Ducks football star for what unfolded outside the classroom just moments after disarming and act of compassion. Yeah. Wrap students in a hug. It nearly lasts half a minute. The men are still locked together as they move out of the security camera's view. Diaz had been suicidal for months leading up to the encounter. According to the county district attorney, the high school senior was lonely after breaking up with his girlfriend. Damn, that's why he planned to commit suicide at the school so that his mother would not discover his body.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. So that hug saved him.
Yeah. Yeah. The kid was just definitely like, I mean, he had some ill intention. And,
yeah.
That guy stepped in pretty quick.
No, that's a cool.
My big issue with this whole thing is, Jesus, stop it! Stop! Enough!
It's just fucking
Jesus.
Woods gone wild outside.
They just the woods won't be able to go wild no more after they finish murdering it. But anyway, my big issue with this whole thing is that this kid came in there with a trench coat.
Yeah, because
I don't need no high school students coming in school with a trench coat. I don't care if you're a fashion state. They need to ban trench coats.
Because
there's no way nobody look. As soon as I see a kid with a trench coat coming into a high school, I got questions. And I don't care if it's a fashion, whatever. You know, but I got questions. That's too easy to conceal a weapon.
Yeah.
And most of these dudes that end up being shooters end up being these trench coat wearing motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We have to put a ban on trench coats.
We gotta get rid of trench coats because
that's all I got to say.
It's getting wild. I don't know too much about the LeBron China thing, so I don't know if I can really touch on it because it was a little confusing to me.
Let's come back to that because literally with this thing, there's updates every day.
Okay, we'll come.
So
back.
let's save that for next week. We'll come back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Fan questions?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, we're going to go into our Patreon fan questions. And remember, if you want to submit questions, just go to patreon.com/comedytraphouse and subscribe and go ahead and become a part of that and also get a free podcast with it. So, first question is from Sierra Derrico. Hey guys, short and simple. Are you guys going to make any music videos to the songs on Room Noise? I know if you guys do, it will be hilarious. Much love from C. Yeah, I think we'll leave. I think minimal will make one.
I think we'll do three. Do want y'all help with it, we're gonna be posting something soon asking like which music videos y'all want
to
see.
Yeah, we need y'all help to see which ones. I know a lot of people were saying Bookstore, a lot of people were saying Lando.
Okay,
you know, so I mean we'll see.
All right,
Deshaun Fortune. Hey DT, it's Dijon Mustard again, and I want to answer Emmanuel's question about the difference between consoles in more detail. to be honest, hardware-wise, PlayStation and Xbox have been extremely similar since the 360 and the 3. The biggest difference is software and games. PlayStation and Xbox have exclusive games that are only released on their console, like, for example, Spider-Man, God of War, and Uncharted on PS4, and Halo on Xbox. Side note, Spider-Man was a fire game.
I haven't played it, but I've watched
that
like,
shit
videos of it.
Was
amazing.
Fire.
It looked amazing.
PlayStation has outsold Xbox by over double in this generation of consoles because they have dozens of really good exclusives compared to the very few Xbox has, on top of the fact Xbox One's initial marketing was trash.
Gotcha.
To go along with video game talk, if you could voice a character in a video game, what game would it be and who? I low-key would do something in Grand Theft Auto, like a character, like, well, if I could get a, like a role as one of them.
Oh,
like,
that would like be funny. Yeah, 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 yeah. Especially like the one out here, the Cali.
Yo, I can see.
Hey, homie.
Hey, what's good, cuz?
You need to be that, like the rapper you did on Bookstore.
On Bookstore. Hey, girl, I see you reading the Four Agreements.
Hold on, which one would I want
to do? Yeah, which one would you do? I either do with that or I'm thinking Metal Gear Solid. Even though it sounds funny because it's so serious, but Metal Gear Solid would
like
be fun.
The one I would want to do. Most people would consider racist nowadays, because just out of the fun for it, right? Out of the straight fun of doing it,
yeah.
I would just want to be one of those like Asian characters in a fighting video game. And I just want to say shit like that, but I ain't gonna know any words.
Yeah,
I'm just speaking gibberish.
Okay, I mean. Sounds fun, honestly. Devon White, or Devin, Devon, yeah. What's good, DT fam? Been a fan since my sophomore year of college, 2009 to 2010. From the washing machine and ads on the internet to relationship screams videos. Now seeing y'all doing bigger and better things with the podcast and room noise is hella dope. Feels like I grew up in college with y'all, LOL. Y'all also remind me of my homies and myself. Anywhere we go, we generally get the spot jumping. Question. I recently just stepped foot into the podcast world with one of my homies. On one of our episodes, we spoke on mental issues that we dealt with. Have any of y'all had to overcome some mental blocks to continue to strive for success? Appreciate all that y'all do. Much love and respect for y'all. Blessings and good energy.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we necessarily have mental. I don't have a mental health issue.
Okay.
But we have had to overcome mental, like, just stress, stress and anxiety of like, oh, what's next, or how we gonna pay rent, or you know, that type of stuff. Yeah. Getting money. I mean, you could probably speak a little more too. I know you said you dealt with a little bit over it, but I don't know if it's been like.
Yeah, I've dealt with it, but I don't even like to claim it, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. I don't, you know, there are people that are, should be in psychiatric wards.
Gotcha.
But, you know, what I go through is, I feel like what majority of people claim, you know, I have that anxiety. But I'm also an introvert too. So sometimes I shun away from.
Hey, man.
We about to die.
Duh, there they go with this fucking dropping. That shit is scary, man, because last time a branch
came straight through. I ain't going to front. If we hear one more.
Yeah, we're going to move a little bit.
We're going to go ahead and move out this.
Or at least we'll just slide over.
But where's it going to land?
No, that sounded like it was right here.
That sounded like it was right above you.
I'm about to tell you to open the door and look like, hey, man, y'all be careful out there.
I'm scared if I open the door, I'm going to get hit.
And I mean, the getting over it is just, I'm usually like, for me, I'm either reading something, hopefully using my faith, praying, watching a sermon that helps me, just try to get my mind off of it, take a walk, you know, talk to somebody.
There's a lot of things. I give you two. One is organizing yourself, getting things done. You know what I'm saying? Cleaning up your room, like doing little tasks to just, you know, making sure you take care of yourself, eating better, trying to work out a little bit, even, you know, do some push-ups, sit-ups, go running for a little bit. All those little things add up to a more positive outcome in your day, and the positive day adds up to a positive week, positive week adds up to a positive month, and you just kind of just keep pushing, you know what I mean? And then outside of that, you know, just being amongst friends too, being around y'all, being around people that, you know, are motivating
and genuinely care about you,
and, you know, I think that's very important too.
Undecided Podcast, what's up? How do y'all feel about premium how do y'all feel about premium Snapchats, OnlyFans, other paid porn? Are people lame for buying porn? Asking for a friend. P.S. How backward is it that the top three MVP candidates in the NFL are two black quarterbacks and a white running back?
Funny as fuck.
P.S.S. Y'all should do a skit about the guy with the sunglasses. We should do a write us a story about that. It could be like a thriller.
That should be the Halloween skit.
That's just scary. So how do y'all feel about premium Snapchats, OnlyFans, and other paid porn? I don't get it. Like, I get it, but I don't. I'm 50-50 on it. I'm 70-30.
I don't get it at all. I mean, I get it. I get it in the sense
I don't get it.
No, I don't get it.
Because here's the thing.
Here's why I say I get it.
So let's say me and you know a particular woman that I like looking at. I ain't going to say her name.
All right.
I know a particular woman that me and you like looking at on IG.
Yeah.
If she was to get on Premium Snapper OnlyFans, like, hey, $6, you get my exclusive content, more my, you know, my XX content. I understand. Like, part of me understand, because this is somebody who you want to see.
Yeah.
Like,
you're invested in.
And you kind of infatuated just a little bit. And you kind of invested in her. So from that aspect, I kind of understand it, because men, we're disgusting. So, like,
if any female I knew decided to do that, I'm probably going to click on and see, like, what's up.
Like, you might click to see, like, just...
like, just to be like, hold on, I know this person.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
That's the biggest thing to me. Like, I know this girl. Like, even if... And I can understand some guys that feel like you might not know her directly,
but I followed her
on Instagram. I seen her all the time.
She on videos.
You feel like you kind of not know her, but you know of her a lot.
And so if one day she, like, you know what? I'm feeling good about my body. I want to put it. You can be like, fuck.
I can understand, but at the same
time. I'm paying for that shit,
it's
man.
Too much porn out there, bro.
It's a lot of porn.
Lot of free porn out there.
I'm talking. But here's the thing. I got the jump for y'all. Because.
What's it?
I done been through some dirtbag shit.
Okay.
I done seen a girl have an OnlyFans, right? And I said, let me try something.
Okay.
I'll go to Google, type in
is
whatever.
A girl that you knew?
No, just that I might have seen online, and I seen her bio OnlyFans, and I click on the OnlyFans just to see how much she charged. And some girls charge $30 a month. I'm like, oh, they out here making
bank, nigga.
I'm never paying. Wow. I'm never paying that. This is not happening. So I was like, all right, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go to Google. I typed in her name. Amen. That shit is scary. I typed in her name. Then typed in OnlyFans free.
Duh. Stop!
Look, I typed in her name, typed in OnlyFans free. So what'll pop up is different links. And then I'll click on like a Reddit link. And in the Reddit link, it'll be like, hey, do one of y'all have so-and-so's OnlyFans? And most of the time, somebody be like, oh, yeah, I got them right here. Boom. Click on.
Yeah, yeah,
free.
Yeah. Free.
So there's loopholes to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Reddit, you can find anything.
There are loopholes.
You can find anything.
Because I just don't see myself. Like, as much as I might want to see this, I just don't see me paying. I'm not want to judge nobody. Because like some people, I don't know. That just might be a thing. But I'm just not paying. It's a lot of free porn out here.
Okay, let's play devil's advocate.
Why should
you pay? This is a service they're offering up.
Okay.
They say, I'm willing to show you my body. It's like going to the strip club. Would you go to the strip club not pay anybody?
That's true. I mean, I have.
But that was because you were probably forced to.
Yeah, I was forced to. Yeah.
But if you have it, and you go to usually as a patron, you're paying, you're throwing dollars, or you
like to be honest. If I had extra funds, I would go to strip club while I was in Atlanta because I ain't been to Atlanta strip club in a minute.
I would definitely think about.
I'd be right in there.
Well, if you're in Atlanta this weekend,
if you're a stripper and listen to this,
holla at us. Maybe we'll do a stripper podcast. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. All
right, but anyway.
But yeah. So I'm just like, I see, I get it. I like. Now that we're talking about, I kind of get it. I kind of get it. Because there's certain girls, you be like, man.
It's a service. It's like dormtainment.
Yeah.
It's like Netflix.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
now,
some girls,
like, I had somebody say they were doing it because they were just getting low on fun. So that's the last thing they could think about doing. And I'm like, I'm like, you got a little bit more hustle in you. I get it. You know, you got body.
But why? Why do we put that stereotype on that? Like, if that's the way women can make money, that's a serious fan.
You're right.
Like,
you're right. Maybe that's my thing. I don't think like that. Yeah.
Why not? If you are blessed with a body that
do what you want to with it.
People want to see your body. Like, there's a marketplace for that.
It's just like if somebody keeps coming,
and you're not having sex with anybody. I mean, unless you choose on camera.
When guys want those feet pics, and the girl's like, all right, well, I'm gonna start selling feet pics. I mean, shit, if they want them,
I mean, make your dollar bill. I mean, hopefully, I don't know. It's a hustle. It could be looked at as a hustle. I don't think anybody necessarily looking at it as an art.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think
but, as a hustle, people are living in boxes out here, so.
And that reminds me, I need to click on that girl page that we talking about, because I ain't been on the page in a couple weeks, so it's about time for me.
Yeah,
to
let
go.
Me know when you do.
Rupert Strawbridge, what's good, guys? Been a while, but it's your favorite author/lawyer back. Like I never left, just like y'all's YouTube uploads during the deadbeat dad years. Hilarious. Anyway,
is he really author? Or is just
no.
His name
when we said
like
when we first heard Strawbridge. His name, we said it sounded like a lawyer or author.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, recently got into an intense discussion about what food you love so much that you'd rather give up all forms of sex, including masturbation, for the rest of your life, that I want y'all's opinions on. I ain't gonna lie, this question, would you rather give up all forms of seasoning, sauces, and condiments, including cheese, butter, and even vegan versions of these things, on food for the rest of your life, or give up all forms of sex? I'm gonna give up the other thing. I'm not giving up all forms of six.
Yeah, I'm not giving up.
Yeah, because I just can't even all form. Not even massive. Nah. I'm gonna go nuts.
I mean, you see plenty of people out here go vegan or go vegetarian. Yeah. Like, you could change your eating habits. Yeah, that's not that big of an issue. But sex.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody like, hey, I'm purposely not gonna do that ever again.
I'm only 31 like, years old. Nah. 32 years old. Nah. Sorry, Emmanuel, if you get stuck reading this long-ass post. Also, when I graduate from physical therapy school in 3 years, everybody in dorm entertainment got the plug for them. About 40 knees, except for Rome, for shit-talking my dream profession. Hey, my bad, Rupert. Hey, let me get the discount, cuz. all right, Kay. What's up, y'all? Hope y'all have a great week. Thanks for the advice last week. My question this time is about spirituality. I've been trying for the past few years to get my life together, LOL. I always fall off and on with my relationship with God, and I believe it could be my perspective on what the relationship is supposed to be. I often question if God is even real and what the point of all this is. Anyways, I'm wondering what you guys do to fight that, or any advice to a struggling believer. I also just thought of a second question, totally unrelated. What concert / artist changed your whole perspective on music? For me, seeing Jay-Z and Solange forever changed how I listen to music, meaning what I pick up on in music versus before. As always, thanks for y'all's time. As far as being a struggling believer, that's a tough one because everybody's gonna take their time. Like for me, like I said, I was raised in the church, like so that's all I knew. And then I kind of just look at the stuff around me. I look at stuff every day. I look at us breathing. I look at how when you cut yourself, how your skin can heal. Like
you need to stop cutting yourself, bro.
That's sorry, not me cutting my, but if you get a cut, right. Like how your skin can like heal it, like or how your body can fight off things. Like yeah. I look at all this stuff and I'm like, there's no way, because I'm not doing it. I know I'm not doing it, and it's like for me, it's just like, where would I be if it wasn't for my faith? If it wasn't for me believe, and like I look at when people say coincidences, that those are God situations, how you'll be at the right place at the right time, or how like my grandma told me not to get in my cousin's car at one time when I was younger, and then a few minutes later my cousin got in an accident and a pole went through the whole passenger seat. Like I look at that stuff and I'm like, all right, somebody's connecting the dots here. Somebody, you know what I'm saying? That's what helped for me. And then when I just like, when I go back and look through the Bible, what changed my perspective on the Bible and how what helped me a lot was looking back through it as an adult and seeing that these are literally just humans going through the same thing we going. It's the exact same stuff we going through. And like they have depression in the Bible, sadness, like all, everything that we're going through, and they overcome it all with the grace of, and with the knowing that God is, you know, first and God is help. It's just like I go back and look at that stuff. So you got to kind of just see the things in your life. Like waking up is a miracle, honestly, because you could just wake up dead. So which is one of the funniest sayings ever. Wake up dead. So that's what kind of helped me, is just kind of looking at the little things in life, right? And like just kind of like going back and really looking at certain parts of the Bible and like, oh, these were some terrible people that did terrible things, but they also did amazing things with their lives. So when you say that you have been struggling trying to get it together, so was Noah, so was King David, so was, you know, say all these people that were struggling trying to get life together, and they overcome it all, and you know, they found themselves, and even they doubted God at some point, like, God, why, where are you, who are you, you know what I'm saying? But then they still got through it, and they still made a legacy for themselves. So I, you know, it's a case by case basis, but start slow. I mean, that's what I suggest.
Yeah. I definitely struggle with faith from time to time, just because I'm also a man of science.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm heavily interested in, like, I'm a heavy believer in the scientific method.
Yeah, yeah.
Of, you know, testing something and mm-hmm. showing your results and seeing what, you know, gaining ideas from the physical and things that are tangible. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even if we can't see it, they're still kind of tangible. Yeah. Molecules. You don't necessarily see it, but they're tangible. When we zoom in on them, we see it. So, when it comes to religion, I also grew up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my ideas, I'm always questioning myself, what did I get from church? Yeah. What was, you know, a part... Sometimes I've gone to the question, have I been brainwashed? Like, mm-hmm. you know, because you see all these people, and I'm very much so a... like I can go, what's the proper word? I can go on the opposite side of what everybody else does.
Yeah.
I can be a, like a counter, but anyway, yeah. I'm counter, you can't counter culture. I don't know, but I go against the grain essentially a lot of times, because when I see a lot of people doing things, I just wonder, like, why are they all doing that? All right, let me look at it. Mm-hmm. I tend to sit back and think about, why do people do things? Why do mass groups of people mm-hmm. do things? If we were to do a test, right, and grow the earth again in a small, maybe the form of your hand mm-hmm. or the size of a beach ball or something, and we zoomed in and we could study it for a million years in 3 hours, mm-hmm. right? And we just watched it. We would see these monkey looking beings come. They would come up with their, as soon as they start getting smart, possibly, they'll start coming up with their ideas of what gods are, religious, that, you know, what mm-hmm. we would see them start to find science. We would see that you would possibly see civilization go in the same realm. And it's like, okay, where are we going to end up is always the mm-hmm. question for me. Mm-hmm. Like, and I feel like sometimes the Bible, I don't know if it's become more of a, if it's as practical, that it's not necessarily as practical to mm-hmm. me, but more about the philosophy and following what these people went through from a mental, like you said, Moses, Noah, a lot of these people went through things, you know, Mary, you know, mm-hmm. that our testament to how we live our lives today, you know. And so that's what we look at it more than, do I believe exactly everything went how it went by this book that has been rewritten probably 10,000 times over in different languages, lost through translation, so many. Like, it doesn't quite. And then I look at little things too, and what I really take in, like what I've learned, like even in the Bible, it says, you know, Adam and Eve at the beginning, they weren't supposed to eat from the tree of knowledge, and mm-hmm. then what's her name ate the fruit, mm-hmm. and my thing was like, why do you call it the tree of knowledge? Why do they tell you to stay away from knowledge? Mm-hmm. That sounded crazy to me always. Mm-hmm. Like, why that always kind of, and maybe I always try to do, I'm actually subscribe. There's actually a lot of good philosophers on YouTube mm-hmm. that are Christian based, mm-hmm. and they break down
a lot of stuff.
Really, like how this relates to other things.
That's so all they do. I'm subscribed.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's this really good dude on there that's a bald white guy with I think he got a beard . But anyway, I'm constantly asking these questions as I live my life, as mm-hmm. I grow, and I still feel, even as much science I get into, I'm always in the back of my head, probably because how I was raised, I'm always in the back of my head, saying, that's what science proves, but maybe God and science is kind of one and the same.
Yeah,
maybe,
you know,
maybe I'm always trying to.
So we don't have the answer.
We don't have the answers. I don't know.
And then a concert that kind of changed my perspective on music was when I seen Jeezy in concert. That was one of the liveest concerts.
Concert or album?
What concert / artist changed your whole perspective on music?
Okay.
The concert would be Jeezy, but artist, Jay-Z was Jay-Z and Kendrick. Kendrick came in like boom, and
your perspective?
Just like his cadences and stuff like that, how I listen to certain things. So, it was just so wild to me that I was like, I ain't never heard nothing like this.
Yeah.
Jay-Z was a good one too, because Jay-Z made you want to learn shit. You know what I'm saying?
I think the biggest artist to me was probably Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill.
Because my first album, or the first like tape I ever got, album, at the time it was a cassette tape, was Fugees.
Gotcha.
And after that album, the last one, like, early, this is still 90s.
Yeah.
I remember getting Lauryn Hill's album on CD.
Mm.
And I remember playing it, and it was one of the first times I actually heard the words. And I felt it so much. And that changed my life. Like, wow. Not only is she rapping, she's singing, but I was like, it was amazing at that time what she did with that album. So,
yeah. Scott, hey guys, I've been a patron for a while, but this is my first time asking a question. I've heard y'all bring up anime a couple of times on the podcast, and it caught my attention because I really be on that shit. I've seen that a lot of black people are into anime centered around the fights and not so much more the mature shows that tackle serious themes, although them fights do be live. I think that's a shame because there are some real gems there that transcend their medium. Have any of you watched an anime for more than just the fights? If not, would you ever watch one? Yeah, I would love to. If you got some suggestions, like, I'm just now getting more and more into anime. I'm trying to dive into more of it. I was talking to a friend about it the other day because I just like looking at different stuff. So if you got some suggestions for some good ones with like a different, like a nice storyline and stuff like that, please drop them in there.
Yo, I love good anime. Anything, I mean, all the what's this director's name? I forgot his name. Hold on real quick. The guy who did Ponyo, Spirited Away, Totoro, like all those movies, fantastic animation, beautiful storytelling. It's essentially their version of like Disney films to me, like Disney anime. It's less fighting and all that, but just like great, fantastic storytelling and 2D animation. So yes, I love anime. I saw one like last year that really, it might have been a couple years ago, maybe two years ago, that was a kind of like a time travel anime. Had nothing to do with fighting, but it was like a love story told in a, and actually Cam pointed it out to me. It was on Netflix. I'm looking it up right now.
Let me tell you something. You know better than those.
Your Name. There you go. It's called Your Name.
Your Name.
Terrible title, I guess, but it's called Your Name. It's a love story, and it's set in Japan, and you know they always have those kind of like topics based on, you know, they were hit by bombs.
Essentially, we
blew them up like twice in two different cities, now their culture is heavily always something. Doom is always encroaching on there, like Godzilla or something like this is always approaching. But this was just a cool little love story I watched. Your Name. Check it out.
Next question is from Darius Renfro. What's good, DT? I remember you guys were talking about a show last year on YouTube Premium called Impulse. The premise of the show is very similar to the movie Jumper, and I watched all of season one and loved it. Season two just came out, and I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. Have you guys had a chance to watch season two yet? And if so, how'd you like it? I haven't watched season one or season two.
What show was it again?
Impulse on YouTube Premium.
Oh, yeah, I saw the like first episode, which was good. I think Cam watched that. That's what Cam saw it, but he told me the first episode. I thought it was actually pretty good, but I didn't continue watching it. I'm on Titans right now, kind of heavy.
Latrice Holmes, no question, but I just wanted to let y'all know IG Pimpin' is spelled wrong on title. It says IG Pimpening. Pimpernig. I just want my young kings to thrive, that's all. Now, here's the thing. I just looked at this. It's spelled wrong on everything. Now, I just looked at it. Because on iTunes, it's the same thing. But here's the cool thing. So it says IG Pimpin, P-I-M-P-I-N. And then at the end is IG. So we could just flip that as like we said IG Pimpernig. Pimping my nigga. IG pimping nigga.
I'm over here about to fart on everything right now. This is terrible.
Hey, I'm glad you seen it, but hey,
we got to get it changed though.
I don't know if now because now it's already in the system. I don't know.
No, we got it. We got to figure out.
We might be able to. But thank you for pointing that out, Latrice. Jesse Jack, hey DT fam, how are you? Rome, I felt old girl when she slightly assaulted you when Juvenile came on. We were at the club one night and they were shooting. Everybody started to run, but for some reason the DJ was still mixing and played Back That Ass Up. No lie, the whole club froze and ran back in the dance. That should that is funny.
That's a great little visual.
That should low key be a skit. What's your fave after the club food that you finish the next morning? I really miss Waffle House. The way them soggy hash browns with a little ketchup residues hit and the soggy soaked syrup waffle used to bless my soul the next morning. God is real. Y'all stay blessed. I ain't gonna lie, that's a solid meal. And Waffle House.
Solid meal right there.
I don't even have a favorite one. Because after the club, I just be hungry. It was whatever I can get my hands on.
Yeah, man. A good burrito out here. You know, we live in Cali now. Oh, so good everybody burrito, got tacos and burritos.
All right, we got like four more. William Brady, this question's for Rome. Why are we going so hard at Muscle Farm? We trying to go pro? P.S. A poo on the beats. I poo on beats. That's the shit. why are we going so hard? Not necessarily going hard. I'm just living. I'm just being healthy. And I'm just like, I like the way I feel. And I'm just training for life. Just never know when I might need to just be healthy, be in shape. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to stay on. And now that I'm in a rhythm, it's just like, ain't no need to get out of it at this point.
Man, we got to get ready for China to come over here, man.
That's true. Shantae, pronounced Shantae. Hey, y'all, hope you're doing well. So last week, y'all mentioned that y'all witnessed a dry-ass party for Trey Songz, and the vibe was weird, which reminded me of how last year for Halloween, my friend and I went to Drake's birthday party in San Fran. And I kid you not, Drake ruined his own party by showing up. I say that because it was such a great time, good music, nice venue, open bar, etc. But the moment he walked in, everybody went stiff. People stopped dancing and mingling and just watched him. It was so weird, and the party was better off without him. LOL. I still love Drake, though. My question to y'all is, what's the weirdest thing y'all personally witnessed people do in the presence of a celebrity? I can't even really think, but that's whack. That's whack that people just stopped and started standing
like,
around.
I mean, it sucks that you're so big that people just like you can't even walk in a room and send people saying you ruining the party.
This is like shit.
Like, just because they looking at you, like, that's kind of fucked up. But one that comes to mind, and I wasn't even there for this. You might have been there for this. I think Mike told me a story. I don't know who told me the story. I'll leave it ambiguous, but I'll just say there was a party that happened at what's the Jamaican cat? Big.
Oh, God, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Sean Kingston.
Sean Kingston's house. And yes, one of you guys that was telling me the story said that y'all were having fun. Y'all were walking through the house. It was a little, you know, the vibe was whatever. But then somebody looked up and just saw a naked painting of a woman. And somebody asked, who is that? They said, that's Sean Kingston's mom. He has naked. And then they said they looked above the painting and his mom was standing right there. His mom was standing there.
That's some weird.
Like, if she would have been standing there naked, that would have been funny. Like, shit. You would have to catch a picture of that somehow. But that shit was funny to me, and that's just random.
Smiley Brown. This is random. Oh, what up, DT? This is random, but man, two of my favorite skits were Bad Boys Club and all the fucking with Chaz skits. So anyway, my bros and I are going to Vegas for my birthday in February. What are some things you suggest we do while we're there? I ain't gonna lie, man. Do everything.
Day party, night party.
Day party. I just do everything. Yeah, whatever you can get into.
The night pool parties be dope. It's gonna get cold now though. Right?
February might be. I don't know. Vegas might be decent. But yeah, just definitely do that. Definitely check out the Secret Pizza in the Cosmopolitan Hotel. That pizza slaps. Walter Strip. Honestly, it's so much. Like, just have fun. It's just so much shit to do. Kenny Williams. Hey, DT. Just became part of the Patreon fam, and this is my first question to you all. My friends and I have been huge fans since the beginning. In fact, I'm certain no one quotes DT sketches in everyday life more than us.
Thank you.
Hey, that's a great thing. Thank you. Question. Do y'all have favorite lines from past sketches that you may use in your everyday life or that you may say randomly to crack yourself up? Example, when we have someone who's overstayed their welcome, we'll go, oh, Stacy, I'm sorry. You have to leave soon. If we're crashing at someone's place and they sleep in the living room, obnoxiously make noise and cough like Emmanuel. My bad, Cam. Last one, catching someone saying something under their breath. What was that? I said, appreciate that, brother. Oh, okay. That was that thoop, thoop. Oh, that was that thoop. I can't remember what skit that's from. I don't know. Love y'all, man. You've been keeping me laughing for years now. Man, we say so much. Let me tell y'all a quick funny. So on Stomach Pudge, on the album, me and the managers had this thing where we would just be walking around the house going, I don't know where it came from. All the time. So then we're making the album. Me and him are in there. We're making Stomach Pudge. He's doing his verse, doing the verse. We're doing the hook. And we was like, for some reason, I think that would sound good on here. And it fit perfectly. And literally, we hadn't said it since we dropped it out. We retired it right there.
Right
on that beat. But man, we say so much. I quote Tropical Storm stuff. We say so much in the house.
Another, I know a Jerome Hanson one, like a lot of people love saying, Dateline.
Yeah. I love one of my favorite things, favorite quotes is, "Hi, I'm Jerome Hanson, and I can barely see." Because it was so real.
The sun was so bright that day. That's immediately what came to mind.
Two more. Classic Cuddy. "Hey, fellas, hope all is well. My question is, if you could live in any video game, what game would it be? Also, last week, my question about the weapons in zombie apocalypse, it would be the zombies from World War Z and The Walking Dead. Some are fast, others are slow." Oh, that's sucks. We're not going to do shit. World War Z?
Yeah, that's crazy. They just knocking through your door. Like, they busting through glass.
Like, if we can't be in the house, because they're
going to pile on top of each other.
No, that scene with Brad Pitt, and they just pile. Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
You know, the biggest thing I try to do, like, and we're kind of in a better situation because we on the coast.
Yeah.
But that 405 traffic going to be crazy. But if we can get to the water somehow, like, get on a ship and just go on water.
Yeah, just be on water.
Like, hopefully nobody's infected on the boat.
But if the niggas can swim, that's a wrap there.
Oh, if they could swim, they better. Come on, man.
You got to give them something.
They just human. They just extra strong.
You're like, what are these niggas, Superman?
They can swim. They what? Like, nah. They better not be able to
But
swim.
Then, if I could live in any video game, I was about to say Sims, but like, people be doing weird shit with their Sims. Live inside a video game? I don't know.
I would choose just something nice.
Something.
Maybe put me in that world, that last Zelda. Have you seen the Zelda video game?
Yeah.
Little puffy cloud world. I mean, I know they got some intact, but.
Or like when Mario had the nice little world. Nice music.
Like, I don't need to be threatened to die.
No. Last question from Katrina Marsong. What's up, y'all? Hope all is well. A while back, y'all talked about how dope R&B Only was, and y'all weren't lying. They came out to Boston this weekend, and it was a whole vibe.
Yeah.
She was fire. Shout out to Jabari.
Felt
like I relived my college years all over again, in line with the throwbacks. If you could define your college experience with a song, genre, or music video, what would it be? Oh, I already know this hands down. It's Ready, Trey Songz, the whole album.
That was it. At least the 2 years.
That
span,
was a, from
that
like
was like
2009 to like 2011 or 2008. Like that, my man's had it, and that's a classic album. He got it. He got him one.
He shut that down.
A classic. And the funny thing is, he had posted a throwback picture with that album. Literally every comment on there, dog, this take me back to college. Oh, nah, take me back to Atlanta. I seen all this. That defined my college. That, remember,
it almost felt like Trey Songz was like about like global. Like,
yeah, it almost felt like
about to take over. And then he featured on a song with Drake, and Drake said, "I'm gonna take your singing shit too, nigga," and took off.
And the funny thing is, how I know it was Trey Songz time is we were parodying. We did the Love Faces video. You know, Mike was doing. We doing Trey Songz.
Mike
parodies.
Was in love with Trey.
We hosted.
He loved Trey Songz.
We hosted Trey Songz concert at Georgia State. Like Trey Songz and us were together. It was. And then
LaToya
was working with Trey Songz. And shit,
yeah, that's
like,
right.
And so it's just like that.
Shout out to Trey too. Man. He's from the area too. He's from the area.
That was a moment. That album, that soundtrack defined a lot of those college years. Like,
yeah.
So yeah. Well, yeah, that's the final question. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. Sue, we miss you. we'll be back.
Real quick. If you went back to high school, what would you say? I think I got one.
What would I say?
For an album. I would say Jeezy.
Yeah, I was about to say Jeezy.
Jeezy was crazy in high school. If you went to middle school, what would you say? You know what I say?
What?
50 Cent.
Shit, yeah.
50 Cent was crazy big at that time.
Crazy big at that time.
If you went to elementary school, what would you say? Tupac.
It had to be like
Biggie.
Yeah, Tupac, bit like that whole Bad Boy.
Yeah, Bad Boy.
West
you also
Coast.
Had No Limit and all.
Oh, shit. You know what? Hold on.
No Limit.
No Limit, Cash Money might be
Cash Money.
They might be right there with 50 Cent in them, because that's
I feel like that's Jeezy.
It'd be with Jeezy, because remember Juvenile back that was from the 99 to 2. He had just
Lil Wayne and them didn't come into play. I mean, they were dropping some
I'm talking about Cash. I'm talking about like Hot Boy, like No Limit, like all that whole. I think that was right there with 50 or right before 50. So that's right in that that pocket.
They were.
I mean, 50 was the biggest out. Like, that was a huge thing. Because I think
even 50 toured with No Limit. Uh-oh, Cam just came in the building. but, yeah, I think 50 toured with them. Or he, like, something like that. Yeah. Baby put them on, like,
they,
on
they were big tour. in that era, too. But, damn, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
All right, guys. We'll continue to send us those questions. We will...
Yo, see, favorite song from the album.
Favorite song
one
from the album.
One you would want to see on the as a music video.
Let us know. Favorite
please let us
of
know.
Songs.
We're gonna try to aim for three, but let us know.
We in Atlanta. If you listen to this, you in Atlanta.
Yeah, holla
we out
at
there.
Us.
You know what I'm saying? So
I hop on IG.
Yeah, he might.
I hop on there.
We love you guys, and we'll see you next week. Peace. Oh, and sorry for the non-visuals. We couldn't do it this week, so you'll check our faces next week. All right, bye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.